Welcome to Incandescent. I'm your host, Marissa Iman, and today's episode is a bit of a channeled message I wasn't even planning on doing. I was in the living room and I felt this message coming through and I ran into my office and I hopped on the mic and recorded this. And what came through was this beautiful, fun message about how powerful we are. So, and kind of towards the end, I was adding my own thoughts about a certain topic, but it's predominantly something I was receiving. It's a little bit of a fun blend, I guess. Either way, totally up to you if you want to listen to this while in some kind of relaxed posture, be it lying or sitting down, or if you want to listen while going about your day, doing some safe activity. That's up to you. Trust what feels best for you. But either way, do tune into your body. Feel yourself in this moment. And listen to these words. And just notice what they bring up for you. You are always right. Whether you believe you can, or you believe you can't, you are right. And you can choose a new belief. And every new moment, and in every new moment, you are new. You are made new by you. You might be choosing the old default you, the you you've become accustomed to and acquainted with, but you can choose more. You can choose new. Who do you wish to step into? In each moment, you are right. Choose love. Choose to rise above. Through love. Whether you think you can or can't, you are right. What do you wish to choose now? You are always right. This is why you can't get it wrong. You are so powerful. You can choose to not believe in your power. That's how powerful you are. Choose now, if you wish, to believe in your power. To be lifted up into the higher frequencies, to realign with your source, with your truth. To feel how true it is that you can align with love in every moment. You can make yourself new in every moment. Stop relying on what was, unless that serves you. Start relying on your creative power, your creation power, your ability to create anew in every moment. Something for you and something for everyone, because when you line up with what's for you, you line up with what is for the whole, for the collective, for everyone. Indeed, you are Source expressing itself through you. This has been said many times, and you know this, you feel this in your heart. You are more than you've led yourself to believe. Tune into that more now. Tune into that inner knowing now. Let love lift you up. Feel it. If you're open to it, feel it now. And up here is where you create all you desire to create. That which you wish to come to you. Recognize it's there for you. Know it as yours. Know it as yours now. In the non-physical, making its transition into the physical, perhaps even feeling it as physical. Knowing either way, it's yours, it's there, it's here right now. Don't you see how brilliant you are? How beautiful, how miraculous. Dear love, you are more than enough. You are infinite love. Your free will has allowed you to play small, but that was just you. You made all those choices, and now you can choose again. Choosing to align with love is your divine birthright. You played in the muck of the sandbox to recognize just how much you love to play in the clean, pristine, sparkling white sands in the sandbox. Don't you see? Playing with the lower frequencies, the lower vibrations, helps you to reclaim, to re-understand your appreciation for the higher, truer, more loving frequencies. You feel this now. You know this now. Let it flow over you, through you, lifting up your energy into love, reclaiming your power, reclaiming your brilliance. It's never left you. It's never left you. It's always been here. You just created barriers, walls to it. But that's okay. They were created by you, and so therefore, oh, how easily can they be, well, either let go of, or you can choose to realign with a new perspective, ignoring those walls, choosing new in every moment. Who do you wish to be? That's who you really are. Choose to be that now. Making the conscious choice and effort in every moment to realign with who you really are is work. Perhaps the best work you'll ever embark upon. Feel the assistance in this now. You are being assisted, you are being held, you are being loved. This is your time. Rise up, dear love. Enjoy.